Orange has already informed us. My name is Sigrun and I'm the supervisor on this flight. Hand luggage shall be placed in the overhead compartment or secured under the seat in front of you. If you're seated in an emergency exit, ensure that all hand luggage is stored in the overhead compartment for both takeoff and landing. Fasten your seatbelt and make sure that your seat back, footrest and tray table are upright and that the window shades are open. The use of small electronic devices in flight mode is permitted. We would like to remind our passengers to keep tabs on their personal belongings and inform cabin crew if an electronic device is damaged or lost during the flight. Please observe that this is a non-smoking flight and that includes electronic cigarettes. Shortly, we would like to have all of your attention concerning your safety. Thank you for choosing Icelandair and we wish you a pleasant flight.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Thule Squadron Radio. My name is Gísli.
And I am Egill.
Og ef við hafið veitingatjónustu, þetta
er svo sannig að það er rúðan og við
ekki vatnst
til það til þess að
finna. Oh yes. No, we're not gonna do that.
Og bættum ykkur á að æst til þess að akkur félagar. Getur greitt fyrir allar verur
bóðum við
það punktum æst til þess.
As you can hear, we are on our flight and we're on our way to Worlds.
Oh yes, and we have a guest with us, actually.
Oh, yeah,
we
have a snack one.
What's in between our seats right now?
Let's make the flight attendant stop talking first.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, in a moment, we start our in-flight service.
She's not going to stop.
Please find the stage selection.
Okay, so whatever. We have Van Langelaan with us.
Yeah. Hello there.
Is it right?
That's a very, very good pronunciation.
Langelaan. Oh, sweet. Yes.
Very good.
I did not put your name.
You got it first try.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing very good.
You go to Worlds?
We do hope that you will enjoy it.
Yeah, very excited, of course.
Yeah, this is your, third, fourth?
No, second only. Second time.
Okay. Yeah. You did not go last year?
No, not last year.
But the year before that?
The year before, yeah.
And you went top 16 there?
Top 8.
Top 8, of course.
I lost to the one and only Nantor.
Of course you did. Oh, yeah. Well, we have none with us, almost. Yes. We have a photo of him.
In spirit.
Yeah, last time we were going to Worlds, we were flying with Nant as well, so.
And this time we snagged fun, yeah.
So why not?
We get a celebrity every time.
Yeah. Well, we haven't recorded for 2 weeks, and there have been some news.
There have been some news.
Yeah. Have you read about that? The SAS Renegade package and the new Reaper?
Yeah, certainly. Lots of exciting stuff in there.
Oh, I forgot to ask. If I can ask, what are you flying, Worlds?
I'm flying Ghost Fan.
Oh yeah? Like you did on the System Open.
But I'm not entirely sure which upgrades yet.
Right. No. Either R382 or Flight Assist.
I have some other secret ideas as well.
That's usually the thing that wins. With
some
a little
twist.
Some small twist that.
But I might also just go very standard. So I'm not sure yet.
It depends on. Yeah.
And that's you're thinking about fitting up some upgrades on the Ghost himself.
Some upgrades, some pilots.
Alright, we get you.
Yeah, I think Egill has finally almost decided what to fly.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of. He's probably gonna decide.
I've settled on about faction.
Faction?
Yeah.
Scum.
Yeah. No.
Everyone's gonna play Scum, I hope.
Yeah. No, I'm Rebel. Probably Ray. Maybe Miranda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they fit together nicely in a list.
Sure.
Yeah, and I decided a few months ago what I was gonna fly, so
yeah.
I've kind of only been flying triple Imperial Aces.
Okay.
Not the best meta choice, I think, but I can win almost anything with it, but not Lothal Fan. It's kind of the only thing I'm really, really worried about.
Okay, well.
Anyways, about those new packages.
Yeah, let's dive right in.
Yeah, shoot me. The SAS Renegade. Oh, yeah.
I hope the PS1 X-Wing comes out at 19 points after Flight Assist.
Yeah, I hope not.
I hope so. Because then I can run 2 with my favorite Rey.
Yeah. Yeah, we are finally getting an X-Wing fix. Actually, two of them. Kinda. We're getting a point reduction.
Yeah. Chardon refit thing.
Renegade refit. It's a P-65 X-Wing and U-Wing only. But you know what, guys? There's nothing in the game that is called T-65.
I know.
So, according to the rules, you can't really use it yet.
They're gonna have to fag it right away.
I think everybody gets what's supposed to be. But it's one of those sloppy things FFG tends to do.
Exactly.
It should have said X-Wing. Not T-70.
But if it says X-Wing only, then you have these people. Well, it should be for T-70 also.
Exactly.
So I get why they put it on the card.
And that's actually a torpedo slot. So they lose the torpedo slot.
Yep, that's fine.
Get
that's
minus fine. 2 points and minus 1 point on each of their EPTs.
Yeah.
Well, but for now they can, of course, only use one EPT. But they're holding the opinion open about that. They might do something to make them have two EPTs, or even for the U-Wing, if the U-Wing doesn't catch up with that.
Yeah, so that's a safety valve for the future.
Maybe you have a crew slot that SDP could also be
in the future.
They have an astromech that adds an EPT, but that's only if you don't have one. That's not a...
And then
really
there are
issue.
The S-foils.
Yeah. Yeah, I like them.
You want to read it? Hey, the S-foils.
Alright.
We have it on paper. Back.
So, the... S-Foil's closed version is a dual card, so the closed version is reduce your primary attack value by 1, your action bar gains a boost, treat your 2s, 2 bank maneuvers as green, and at the start of the activation phase you may flip this card. And then the attack version, open foils, your action bar gains a barrel. If you're not stressed, when you reveal a 3 hard maneuver, you may treat it as a red T-roll, 3 T-roll. In the same direction, at the start of the activation phase, you may flip this card.
So one of them is a boost and the other one is a T-roll action.
And barrel roll.
I actually like this. I don't think this will be an auto-include. Like the
Renegade
refit?
Well, I think you... Well, what do you lose by not including it?
You can include it. I mean, it's free, right?
Yeah.
It's free and...
Okay.
If you want two other modifications. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Then you would want integrated astromech and maybe...
Yeah.
What else would you like? The
I don't know.
Boost.
Boost, yeah.
Because if you are on the boost side, you have one less attack dice.
Maybe
it's expensive.
Might be something like that. I actually like. I was thinking about the S-foils Renegade refit and intensity on maybe wets or something that.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna have a lot of fun with the intensity.
Intensity and this S-foil really looks well.
Yeah.
I think fits.
But do you guys think that this will really bring the X-Wing back to the competitive level? Or do you think, is it enough for the X-Wing?
I don't think it's enough to bring them to the S-tier thing. But they might see play in good lists. Yeah. I don't think 5 X-Wings will be really competitive. They have a lot of dice to throw, and they can just tank in the corner or something. But they go down quite fast. So.
Yeah.
But maybe one or even two X-Wings with something else. Yeah, why not? And I think actually Wes and Wes and
I think Wes especially will be
Wes.
Good with PS-10 and flight assist astromech. Yeah. He's kind of cheap. He can strip those tokens.
And I even think Luke might come back a little bit.
He might.
Yeah. I'm hoping he will. I really like to see Luke on the table.
But in the current meta, I don't think so, because the Ace is already suffering because of the TLT turret thing, and there you have a ship with no auto thrusters and only 2 agility, so it has to be something really special for it to come really back hard. Yeah. I think the primary fix for this will be the cheaper phones.
Yeah.
And some niche pilot with combination with something.
Yeah, with Flight Assist Astromech, it's going to be really good, I think, as a filler.
Yeah. And, 19 and it has points.
And it has three red dice, and they have an Astromech they can throw away, so they
And
they
essentially don't seven hits if they, six or seven.
You have to shoot at them to go down.
Yeah.
But in that package, we are getting quite nice crew cards.
Yeah. Sure. Yep.
Yeah. First we have Saw Gerrera.
Yeah.
Rebel only. When attacking, you may suffer one damage to change all of your eyeball results to a crit result.
Yep.
And in a faction who has regen and more regen and regen after that.
Yeah. But I think this
Laura Wexley.
This kind of double-edged blade is getting to be very dangerous because now you're getting direct to Krennic.
Oh yes.
And he's going to be a regen ship killer.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
He's gonna, if you're not careful with cards like this, you're gonna lose all your shields like that. And
yeah, but I still think Saw will be a solid choice on both Miranda.
Yeah.
If you don't, if you have...
It's 1 point.
It's 1 point,
yeah.
Yeah,
1 point.
Which, or maybe...
Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe as like a cheap upgrade for some ghosts or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe in a different build.
Or just
like some utility for one point.
Or just even Wolf Faro or something.
Or Lorik maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's true. I picture this with the torpedo. What is the 6 point torpedo with five dice and you can flip?
Oh, the advanced proto torpedo.
Yeah.
You can flip up to three blanks up to a focus.
Yeah.
And then saw it.
Yeah.
You're getting essentially.
That's
two, three, four crits.
Yeah.
That's. Oh wow! I didn't think of that.
Yeah, that's gonna be nasty.
That's
because
nasty.
You can fit the torpedo both on Nora, I think, and Miranda.
Yeah.
You can make a six dice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That can hurt you.
And then we have Makwa Yarrow.
Yeah.
After defending, you may acquire a target lock on the attacker.
Was she in the movie, actually? I didn't...
No,
I have no idea.
Yeah, might be somewhere in the background or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or they just made her up.
That's a phaser shot. She's getting killed. She's the first one getting killed, I think so.
Well, that's a 2 points. It's a fire control, basically.
Yeah, I think it's quite nice.
Yeah, and if you're shooting last, somewhere last, that might be a good card.
I think this is a really, really good card on Lorik, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Because he is PS5. Lots of lists will have ships that attack before PS5.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And then he lacked the target lock of his own, so he can now get these rerolls extra and maybe coupled with Ray.
Oh, yeah.
With his big arc, he can get modified attacks for only 2 points. So I think we will see this card be played a lot.
Oh yeah, I agree with you.
I predict it.
You're getting a free target lock.
All of a sudden,
Lorik
can punch through. Also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Lorik really didn't need any buff.
Not really. He's strong enough as it is.
And we have some pilots as well.
Yeah.
PS4, we have Benthic Two Tubes. He was in the film. That was his number two guy with the tubes out.
Yeah.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. Well, what was it? It's a special race in Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't know what the race is called.
No. There was a Jedi.
There was also Plo Koon, Jedi.
Yeah.
Who is also
in Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, he is PS4. On a U-wing, after you perform a focus action, you may remove one of your focus tokens to assign to a friendly ship at range 1 or 2. It just... you're gonna stamp... What was it called? The focus, double focus.
Yeah, recon spec.
Rec spec, yeah.
And then dole it out to your friends.
Yeah, that's probably just gonna be stable to it.
Yeah, but I don't think this pilot will see much play, honest. It's a bit fiddly. Maybe somebody makes a nice combo, but we never know. But I don't see it working.
But I don't think this package will be enough to bring the U in back, not to the competitive meta at least.
Yeah, I think Sal Guerrera is quite a nice pilot actually.
Yeah. Oh yeah, not really.
And a Ewing as a blocker.
Yeah, but a PS4 blocker. Well, you would have
I don't mean necessarily pilots, but I'm just Ewings in general might come back. I mean, the Ewing is on itself quite efficient platform actually. Sure. I mean, it's for 23 points. You got quite a good ship, and now it's even cheaper. So and a really efficient ship becomes more efficient. So maybe this is enough to bring that efficiency to the table.
Yeah, but with that dial and a big base, it's just so hard to stay on the table.
But it can pivot. But it can pivot.
Oh yeah, it can pivot,
Just turn around on the dot.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there is something there. You can probably utilize something. I'm going to take a look at it.
I would like to see them on the table, because I think they're really pretty ships on the table.
Cool.
It's like the Upsilon shuttle. I love seeing the Upsilon shuttle on the table.
Yeah.
It looks so menacing, really. But yeah.
When you see it on the table, something's going down.
Yeah, it looks really cool. It's the same with a U-wing.
Yeah, exactly.
I really like it on the table.
Yeah. But what's the pilot skill on Saw?
When a pilot skill is when a friendly ship at range 1 to 2 attacks, if it's stressed or has at least one damage card, it may reroll one attack dice. That's a PS6. And that pilot ability is really good.
That is a really good pilot.
Really good. How would you build it then?
Well, you got the title, and you got the torpedo slot with the point reduction.
Yeah.
And then on a friendly, his ability applies to himself.
Yeah.
So he can take something to stress him.
Yeah.
Anything really? Giving him an extra reroll and then something for his friends.
I think Saw might see some competitive play.
You could maybe fit Hera and Ezra on there, something like that.
I mean, it's only
do some stay stressed and have reroll and Ezra ability. Yeah,
with the title, it's only
and maybe you put Crackshot on there. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, an Ezra that starts hurting you as well. Consistent is he in the attacks?
Oh yeah.
Ew.
Not only defensive, but
offensive as well.
Offensive as well.
All right.
But all right. We got some pilots for the X-Wing.
Yeah.
We have a PS5 one. It says after you perform, it's a Levan Tensa.
Yeah.
After you perform a boost action, you may receive one stress token to receive one evade token.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's a bit like IG-88 C ability, but then worse.
Yeah.
Because you have you need to get stress, and you have to be the X-Wings in the close position, which only two attack die, so I don't really see the use of this pilot. It's nice that it has an EPT though, but...
It's a back of the binder kind of thing.
Yeah.
What bugged me on this one is the astromech I would like to put on it. You get the flight assist, get the boost, and then you get a stress and an evade, but then you forego your actual action.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that doesn't play together.
No.
So,
You guys want something to drink or?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi Max.
We are getting drinks. Woohoo!
We are in an airplane.
We are in an airplane, yeah. Okay. The PS7. Talk about that.
I'll do it. Let's see. After you perform a boost or barrel roll action, you may flip your equipped servo motor as far as upgrade card. And that is the ability of Colby Sperato. PS7.
Can I have a coffee?
So this one's pretty nice.
After you perform a booster barrel action, you may flip your equip. Yeah, that's quite solid.
Yeah, and this one plays very well with the flight assist astromech.
Yeah.
Because then you can you can wait until the last possible moment to see if your attack is defending.
And it has an EPT, so intensity.
intensity maybe. I mean usually these pilots with movement abilities, they look nice, but we've seen in the past that most of them aren't that competitive, actually. All these pilots with weird movement abilities. I mean, yeah, maybe this one is good enough, I don't know.
Yeah. Still, he's PS7, so he might be a little bit too low for
to
be dancing around.
Kind of need VI on that. I don't know.
No.
But yeah, it's almost ace.
Yeah, almost.
His ability is
so close, but yet so far.
Yeah, you have to put VI on him for his ability to go well with the action, because you're kind of am I attacking or defending this round?
Yeah.
But you don't really know until after the top ace is moved. So.
But yeah, in theory you could do like a barrel roll with flight assist, flip it to the boost side, do a boost, and then flip it back to the barrel roll side.
Not double boost though.
No, not double boost, but first barrel roll with flight assist and then a boost.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah. But
which is cool.
Yeah.
But there are things, I'm looking at the photo here, there are things in the package we haven't seen. There is a one pilot card, the PS bonus, and then we have the PS something more, we haven't seen.
What?
Yeah, and also we have...
An X-Wing or...?
Yeah, it's an X-Wing. And we have seen both of the U-Wings, but so we haven't seen the X-Wing.
And maybe there are still a K2SO pilot in there. Do you think so?
Piloting an X-Wing?
No, a U-Wing.
Yeah, well, at this photo we can't see it.
Yeah, but there are also some people who say that maybe there's some X-I in there. I don't know.
There might be. But we are seeing a no shock token here.
Yeah.
What? Weapons disabled, yeah. Token. What was that? What does that mean?
Yeah, where's that come from?
Yeah. Okay. We have more cards. Then we got the targeting scrambler. That was Nunn's card.
Oh yeah.
That is a nice one.
At start of the planning phase, you may receive. You may receive a weapons disabled token.
Okay. There you go.
There you go. To choose a ship at range 1-3 and assign a scrambled condition. And the scrambled condition says when attacking a ship at range 1. That is up, equipped with the targeting scrambler upgrade, you cannot modify your attack then. At the end phase, end of the combat phase, remove this card. This might see play. Might see play on the shuttle, maybe.
I would definitely put this on the pulp shuttle.
Yeah.
Yep. 0 points.
Zero points, yeah.
It's better than the...
Coalition detector.
Coalition detector, yeah.
It depends on your flight style, though. But if you are quite good at flying the pulp shuttle, you're not flying through rocks, I think.
I mean, you cannot modify attack dice. Okay, you're coming in with the munitions to blow up the pulp shuttle. Oh, I'm sorry, you can't.
You can't,
Eat your one hit and two focus in a blank.
I like this card. I like the art on it as well. It's like. They're punching a red, big red button.
Yeah, we're going for it.
Going for it.
Maybe it's also good on some other ships. I'm not sure. Funny thing, you can only have one in your squad.
Yeah.
It's unique.
It's unique. I'm just thinking about other ships that can take it and use it well.
Quick draw, B-wings.
Yeah, but you're never gonna use this on quick draw instead of fire control.
You can put it on a Phantom.
Well, maybe since Krennic is coming out, I don't know, but I think I see better uses for the system slot on a Phantom.
I know.
Well, since we're talking about that, should we go to the Reaper package?
Sure. That's
Yeah. Because I just mentioned the Bob Shuttle, but question is if anybody after these releases will ever use the Lambda Shuttle again.
I think people are going to use your.
Your maybe still, yeah.
Yeah, because your is really good. But the Omicron is actually cheaper than this one.
Yeah, but in a lot of pop ace builds, you had some leeway with points, so you had some spare points.
Sometimes, yeah.
So you might benefit from upgrading to the TIE Reaper.
Yeah.
And we got to see the dial.
Yeah.
It's quite a different kind of dial.
It has a one sloop.
It has a one sloop.
One sloop and a one heart also.
And a one heart, one band.
But then again, the one sloop coupled with the upgrade that makes it boost.
Yeah.
Then it becomes a 3-sloop.
That's correct. Pilots. We have pilots. PS4, Captain Ferov. When defending, if the attacker is jammed, add one evade result to your roll.
Ah.
And I think this pilot is the pilot that's going to be used. It's really, really, really tanky. You're going to... Either you're gonna jam or you're gonna evade. So
yeah, that's a nice defensive combo. Yeah.
So you can see who's going to shoot at them. You're gonna jam him. So you're getting a pseudo low risk ability in there.
Yeah. You could maybe even go extreme and put Palpatine on him.
Oh yeah.
Take another Reaper who then jams and he takes evade.
Oh,
you get like a super defense.
Oh my god. And then just keep one Mace on the side.
And then the other Reaper as Krennic to Soontir as the third ship maybe. I don't know.
Soontir? No, Whisper.
Whisper, I don't know how many points it does, but
I'm seeing Whisper. Krennic is 5, that's 20. That's 2 30 point ships.
We have a PS6 here, Major Vermil. When attacking, if the defender does not have a focus or evade token, you may change one of your blank or focus results to a hit result. Okay, that's a nice ability. It's a PS6, so he's not shooting first, so...
Yeah. So he comes in after the token spurs.
With an ace or two, who strips the token. It's a nice ability, but I don't think it's gonna be a bulk carrier. It's gonna be a.
This is more of a tank.
Oh yeah, it is.
But then, if you have a bulk carrier that can bite your ass, maybe you think twice before going after it. Nah.
I don't know.
Hulk's such an expensive card, you don't want to play with it.
Yeah, if the person has either Soontir or Inquisitor with bulk, you have to shoot at the bulk shield first. The other ones aren't dying, they aren't getting hits, not a single hit through.
Not fast enough.
Yeah.
Well, maybe people make some nice combo with some other token strippers or Karno checks or I don't know.
Yeah.
To get some really offensive power. But I think if you are going to use the Reaper as a purely offensive ship, it goes down quite fast, I would say. Sure. I mean, it's still B-wing quality in that regard.
Yeah.
And we know how it fares with expensive B-wings.
Yeah.
They go down.
They don't. Cast.
But they get the title. Well, we have a Scarf base pilot. That's a PS1. Costs 22 points. Like I said, 1 point more expensive than a ship.
Yeah.
But they get advanced ailerons for a single point. It's a TIE Reaper only title. It says treat your 3 bank maneuvers as white, which they are red usually. Immediately before you reveal your dial, if you're not stressed, you must execute a one bank or a one forward maneuver, just like the striker. And after playing the striker quite a bit now, this is really, really nice ability. Especially with the striker at high PS, you can dial in a maneuver where you can go like 4 different places with. So
yeah,
it's really hard to shoot at. But they don't have the pilot skill to back it up at that point. We have a PS3 guy here, Vizier. Yeah, after a friendly ship's chip executes a one-speed maneuver if it's at range 1 and did not overlap a ship, you may assign one of your focus or evade tokens to it.
Yeah, this really seems worthless to me. Yeah. I mean, you have to...
A lot of text.
Lots of text, but it doesn't really get you any value. No. It's you already have to take yourself a focus or evade action, and then you get to give it away to some ship that did a very specific move.
And has to land in range 1.
It's designed to fly with strikers.
Probably, yeah.
Because they do the one maneuver, one-speed maneuver, before
and then
they
maybe
move.
With a recon specialist or something.
Yeah,
on it, but
yeah, it might be fun. Might be fun on casual Thursday or something. But no.
Unless somebody makes some nice combination that really relies on handing out tokens, but I don't see it happening with the cards we have now.
Yeah. I'm not a list builder, but I don't think I can see it. But Imperials get a tactical officer. Your action bar gains the coordinate action. Yay!
Which I thought would be a big hurrah, but everybody's getting down on it because the maximum PS for this card is like a 10.
Yeah, with Thomas Brand with the TIE Shuttle.
Yeah, or just Career Admiral Shirano.
Yeah.
Also possible.
Yeah, and PS8 Shuttle.
Yeah. But the Thomas Brand version is the cheapest
one. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, coordinate isn't anything new with the Imperials. It's on the Epsilon Shuttle.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have. I'm not sure it will be used that much.
Another niche card. I mean,
there's another card in this pack that will be used, I think, a lot.
With all the Imperial Aces out there, the
high pilot skill level.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a place for it in some kind of list.
Yeah.
Pre maneuver boosts, that's always nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, you can put it on like either a cheap TIE bomber maybe, or like an expensive one, like Thomas Brand, the high PS.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And then we have the ISB Slicer. That's a crew card, Imperial only. After you perform a jam action against an enemy ship, you may choose a ship at range 1 of that ship that is not jammed and assigned it one jam token.
Which is awesome.
Oh yes, it's a...
It's such a good card to pair with the jam action.
Yeah, it's
basically double up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Because it's an Imperial only, it's quite strange because it kind of messes with Imperials. with the token stackers.
Yeah.
Because... if you have the jam action on you, you have to spend your token when you receive it. So, but against guys like Ho or something with advanced optics, okay.
Yeah.
And against all those 100 point ace lists, rebel ace list, maybe.
Yeah, I mean that will slow down the damage from them for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not so sure. You really need to play for this to work. You need to play a Reaper, and you have to have a spare crew slot, so you cannot put Palpatine on it.
Yeah,
that's right.
So it's already quite specific, and then you probably want to use its action for the jam. So it's
you can't use it with Kylo as well because that's an action.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe combined with Director Krennic also on that same Reaper, then you get maybe some nice support ship.
Yeah.
Because then he also gets a target lock with Krennic, so he doesn't miss out on his own offensive action, and he can still use the double jam action as an action. So maybe that's a nice combination.
Is it you talk about Director Krennic?
Yep, let's.
Hey, you want to read it?
Okay, Director Krennic, he's unique, he's Imperial only, and during setup, before the Place Forces step, assign the optimized prototype condition to a friendly Galactic Empire ship with 3 or fewer shields. And the optimized prototype says increase your shield value by 1. Once per round, when performing a primary weapon attack, you may spend 1 die result to remove 1 shield token from the defender. And there's more. After you perform a primary weapon attack, a friendly ship at range 1-2, that can be yourself, by the way, equipped with the direct Krennic upgrade card, may acquire a target lock on Defender. Oh, that's only the Krennic holder.
Yeah.
All right.
All goodies.
Yeah, so...
Krennic is, I think, borderline OP.
It's a very good card, I think. Yeah. But again, the question is, on what ship do you put it?
Whisper.
On Whisper himself?
Oh, yes. On Whisper himself, he put the optimized prototype on himself, or on herself.
Yeah.
And uses just sensor jammer or something instead of fire control.
Yeah.
So, she shoots.
Gets.
Managed to take out one...
At least a shield.
At least a shield. Gains a target lock because of it.
Yeah.
So, she doesn't need fire control.
For next round.
It frees up the fire control on Whisper.
Yeah,
sure.
I think that sounds very cool, but Whisper is about, I think, the worst ship to fly in the current meta. You will probably die against so many things. I mean, you die versus all these nymphs running around, versus these... I mean, even versus Ghost Fan, you're going to die, you don't have auto thrusters.
Yeah, tell me about it. I took Whisper to Last Worlds in the bomb meta.
Yeah, how suicidal are you?
It was fun.
Very.
Okay.
I went 4-3, so.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It was okay.
Fine.
Yeah. It was fine.
So maybe if we see some other changes to the game, I think Director Panic on Whisper will be good.
You...
Maybe this is already enough, an extra shield on Whisper, some nice goodies, I don't know.
But actually, if you have a Director Panic on another ship, put the optimized prototype on Whisper with Gunner.
With Gunner, yeah, that's
fire control.
I really like Gunner Whisper.
Yeah.
But it's so expensive because you need Gunner and you also need Director Krennic.
That's 10 points.
But it's very good.
But then again, you if you have a Gunner Whisper and you have the optimized prototype, you can shoot first.
Strip a shield, get a target lock.
Strip a shield because you can spend your own hit to strip a shield. Gain a target lock.
Yeah.
The attacker, the defender rolls a dice, defends it because
you removed the hit.
Yeah, you removed the hit and you didn't use the focus.
Yeah.
You gunner, target lock, focus, and strip four or five hits then.
Down to hull.
Yeah.
And then there's the TLT spam that kills Whisper in round.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Yeah. But also on Soontir, I think it's maybe on Karnor Jax.
Vader.
Also good. Vader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of nice ships to
those nice little aces.
Yeah.
I think it's especially good on the Interceptors. Getting that one shield and... Yeah.
It's not so good on the Inquisitor, I think, because he wants to take a target lock, so...
Yeah. Do it with his title.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but this card is giving me goosebumps. I think it's going to be used.
Yeah,
I think actually people might use this instead of Palpatine.
Well, one thing, you can't use the target lock applies to the ship that has Director Krennic.
Yeah.
So that doesn't work with Gunner Whisper.
Well, you
no, have... but Whisper has the optimized prototype.
No. After a friendly weapon attack, blah blah blah, at range 1-2, equipped with a directed Krennic upgrade card, may acquire target lock.
Yeah.
So Krennic will be on another ship.
Yeah. And you put the optimized prototype on Whisper.
Yeah. And fire control system.
And fire control and gunner.
Fire control. There you go.
And then also this other ship gets the target lock, which is nice.
Yeah, which is nice.
That's it actually gets two target locks.
Yeah, I'm gonna test. I'm gonna test out the good old V list. Remember that list?
What list?
It was called V-List. V-List?
V-List?
Yeah, it was
Echo.
It was Echo
and Whisper.
Oh!
Whisper.
Yeah.
So I put Director Krennic on Echo. Echo has, I don't know, sensor camera or something. Has assistance block.
Oh, that's
then
nice.
You have,
yeah.
Then you have Kallus on Whisper. And put the optimized prototype on Whisper.
Yes.
It's very soft, very nice.
Yeah, it's gonna die. It's gonna die against TLT spam, but it's gonna be really fun to fly.
But I think also the Rector Panic is a great upgrade to prevent these rebel ships from getting so much value out of their shield regeneration. Because you can just snipe the shield off every time again. It evens out the regen after all the shields are gone. So I think this is a very creative way for FFG to maybe address the regen problem.
I really like this.
So we'll have to see how it works out, but I'm really positive about this card.
I agree with you there.
I think this card will be a problem in a few months.
It might be. Well, we can see when they design the Reaper package. It's definitely at somewhere around Last Worlds. They were designing this.
Yeah, when there were like one Imperialist in the top 16.
Tyler
Tippett.
Hero of the Empire.
And something tells me Duncan Howard hates that name.
Sure.
But I want to address one thing. Let's just not talk about this package anymore.
Alright.
We're going to see the ships at Worlds, probably. They're going to be
I think at right now, while we are talking, there's the hyperspace report or something. I don't know what's it called.
Yeah, we're just waiting to land because Alex and Jesper, they're going to write to us what they are listening to.
That's very good. Yeah, I'm also anxious to hear about it.
You think we might be able to buy the packets?
No, probably not.
No. Well,
Maybe.
I would like it.
I would like it as well, yeah.
But about that hyperspace report, you think there's going to be anything big there?
I don't know, we'll just have to see. I think by the time you publish this, it's already known, it doesn't make too much sense to talk about it. But we'll...
My predictions were a Scum Falcon, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Some people are pointing out 2.0.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No. I mean,
I don't
they're
think so
not
either.
Publishing an X-Wing fix if there's a 2.0 on the way.
Yeah.
They would just put it in the 2.0.
Yeah.
In any case, it could be something exciting or something marginal for X-Wing or something for another game.
They're going to talk about Legion, that's for sure.
I really like the new tournament structure they put on for Legion. I don't know if you guys saw that, but they're going to make for Legion, they're going to make a world like an invitation only event, which is on the one kind a bit restrictive, but on the other hand it's also kind of cool that it's a really elite event.
The problem with the elite events, I see there are so many countries that really don't get that many competitions. And there are people that aren't really that recognized. I mean, the current world champion in X-Wing, comes from a country that doesn't even have a support. We wouldn't have had Justin Bua as champion, and probably not even non-Torps.
There are events. There are events in Europe.
Not in that caliber.
Yeah.
I think.
No, that's true. So I think with this elite event, you would have to make a very homogeneous spread of big events would be the best for it as well, for it to really work.
I like that the nationals and regionals winner got an invite. Got a reserved ticket for Worlds, but I think it would have to spread out to maybe top 4 or even top 8 to get a reserved ticket if they were going to do that for X-Wing.
Or some kind of point system, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's so hard.
There are so many.
I mean, if we take US for example, people are driving all around you.
Yeah.
US. I mean, we live in Iceland. We have to fly over the Atlantic Ocean just to get to one tournament. Except our one regional and one store championship we get.
Wouldn't work with us.
I mean, there are great players around the world that don't get the opportunity to play at that many.
Certainly true. Yeah.
But then again, we have nations like Kuwait that got their nationals, and there were 12 players playing at
eight, I think.
There were 8 in their regionals, 12 in the nationals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
50% more.
Yeah, there were 25 people at our regional. Why can't Iceland get a national?
Yeah. Aren't you included with Nordics?
Yeah, but we still have to fly.
Yeah, for like 3.5 hours. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So, I want to talk about, because Chris Chico Brown and Brent Wong.
Yeah.
They were really addressing FFG about some rulings for roads.
Right.
People have probably heard about it, at least some. There were some clarifications.
Right, mostly clarifications on...
Rulings that were... They are gonna rule at world.
Yeah.
And I think it comes directly, the answers, they come directly from Frank.
Right, okay.
Frank Rooks. So... I think we should just read it out loud, one at a time. So, the question was, if I call Palpatine on my lightweight frame roll, what dice can I change? And the answer is, only the die rolled for lightweight frame. So, it's like most people have been playing.
I've never seen this rule differently, personally, but there have been some mishaps.
No, but there have been quite good, I mean...
Arguments
for it.
Mm.
I know Duncan Howard he argues every time for it, I don't think we have, since the Palpatine nerf, we haven't seen it otherwise. Then there's the Torani Kulda and Justero.
Right.
Torani attacks a ship and uses her ability on a defender. Can Justero fire at that ship which took a damage? No. The ship is still the defender and cannot be targeted by Justero.
Silly, but...
No, I don't think it's silly, because it is defending. But still, if there's another ship in her arc...
Yeah.
...which she isn't shooting at, then she's not the defender.
Okay. Within the rules frame, as is, this is the only outcome that makes sense, but...
Yeah.
From a, what do you call it, design perspective from that card, I think it should... Wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. No, yes and no.
My opinion, no. At least. My opinion.
I don't know.
All right, next one.
When using Flight Assist Astromech, can a masher then choose not to perform a boost or a barrel roll? Answer, no. The player must declare their intent to boost or a barrel roll prior to mashering. I think that's obvious.
I didn't know about this actually, but I've probably played it wrong a few times. Because I was quite surprised by this ruling. I didn't know about it, but it makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah,
makes sense.
I've seen people play it like that. They're measure, I can flight assist, then I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
We have the ruling for, target locks, for example. Yeah. If you measure, then you have to do it, and you have to declare before.
If you start barreling, you have to do it if it fits.
Yeah. You declare a barrel to the left, and you have to do it if it fits. So I think that's a good rule.
Sure.
Question: can you duke on the evade given from reinforce? Answer: no. Duke happens first.
Yeah.
I mean that's
makes
that,
sense.
That makes sense. It's just silly to do it otherwise.
Yeah. I'm gonna duke the evade you get afterwards.
Yeah. No. Question. Miranda with a cruise missile and Jan Oris nearby, how many dice can it roll? This is a hard cap of 5.
Just because of the wording on cruise missiles.
Yeah, I think it's silly.
Yeah, silly.
If you're gonna spend points on Miranda and Jan as well, and she could potentially, I think, what was it, throw...
Yeah, just use our boom.
6 or 7 dice.
Why would you use a cruise on Miranda?
No, besides that, why use anything else than harpoons, maybe?
Oh, I think
there
are some builds where either concussion or cruise is still better.
I think concussion might actually still be good on Miranda.
Yeah, sure. I like cruise on the A-wings.
Yeah, cruise on A-wings, cruise on TIE Advanced, Juno Eclipse, for example, with cruise. But then again, there's only one person in the world playing Juno Eclipse. That's Dale Cromwell.
All right.
Okay. Question. Scum Nim runs over a cluster mine. Does the mine explode or not? Does Nim ignore triggering it or just the effect? answer, the bomb still detonates, only the effect is ignored.
Right.
That's actually a nerf for Scum Nim. He cannot use the bombs or clusters to defend himself anymore.
Yeah. Which is nice.
Yeah, but Scum Nim really doesn't need a nerf, I think. People aren't using Scum Nim that much anymore.
No, but I don't know, it's marginal.
I think he should just... I think he should ignore the bomb altogether.
Yeah, I think so too, because then his secondary ability makes less sense.
Yeah.
It was nice that you could like park him in the middle of like a cluster of proximity mine
yeah,
and
exactly.
get like a reinforce.
And fly over it, get a reinforce, you have to... Yeah. You're actually opening up a lane for your opponent to go through against you, so it kind of nullifies his ability a little bit.
Well, yeah, not if he's being chased and drops out bombs behind him, then it's...
No, of course not. Okay. A ship lands on a proximity mine. Who uses proximity mines? Okay, whatever. And Rebel Nim prevents it from exploding. Does Nim have to reuse his ability at the beginning of the planning phase because it's a new round? Yes. If the ship is still overlapping the mine, Nim must choose to let it detonate or not trigger in the planning phase.
Yeah.
So, if a friendly ship lands on the proximity mine, he can prevent it from exploding. The next round, he has to declare it in the activation phase.
Yep.
But then again, if the template of the friendly ship still goes over it, it explodes. Because
it explodes.
It's one round only.
Exactly. It just...
Yeah.
It quells the trigger once.
Yeah.
At a round. So.
Okay. I think it's a good rule. It's obvious,
sure.
I think. Okay, question. When applying the effect of a tractor beam token, can the boost or barrel template overlap an obstacle? Yes.
That's a quick yes.
Well, rules as written, it is no, but it's going to be fact. It's silly that it doesn't apply.
It was actually ruled differently at a couple of big European system opens.
Yes,
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, some of them.
Well, I think actually all where Fitz Kingston was judged.
No, it was ruled. Yeah, it was ruled differently. Yeah.
No, in Birmingham and in Hanover.
Yeah, it was ruled differently.
It was ruled as a no, this question.
Yeah, exactly.
And without this, I would also have expected it to be ruled as no on worlds.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because
so,
the rules as written, it is a no.
So on the one hand, I of course very much like this ruling because it makes sense. On the other hand, one thing I would have liked to know it a bit earlier because for me. This is, I think, the most impactful ruling of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I kind of doubted on maybe playing Shadowcasters.
Yeah.
But then with this ruling, I decided, no, I'm not going to play Shadowcasters definitely because I cannot track the beam people on the rock. So I would have liked to know to have known it earlier. But okay, it's good that they placed it.
But let's talk a little bit about that and knowing earlier. Because FFG hasn't said anything about this. It's only two judges that have gone to a couple of podcasts.
Yeah,
there hasn't been anything from FFG about it.
That's true. In that case, then I would have liked a bit more consistency on the world scale on the rulings. Because if it's ruled A on this, like the biggest X-Wing event ever, and then it's ruled B at Worlds, it gets a bit confusing on to play with these different rules.
I
trust that FFG wants to be the rules everywhere the same, and I'm not criticizing anybody for making the ruling as they did.
No. But this isn't an official FAQ.
No,
so
it's not.
People can rule, TOs can rule it like they want to.
Of course. But that's obviously how it's going to be at Worlds.
Yeah, that's how it's going to be at Worlds.
It's a roundabout way of releasing a fact without releasing a fact.
Yeah, exactly. But this isn't a fact.
It will be.
It will be, of course.
It's probably a timing issue, something about getting it approved or something like that.
They're gonna do an FAQ week after Worlds.
Yeah, probably.
So.
And this will be
then store championship season is about to start. I think they want a new FAQ before then.
Yeah. And okay. I have to fix the T65 fix.
Yeah, you need to do that. Okay. A bomb triggers which could cause a multiple nested effect. What triggers when? Answer, a bomb owner chooses who it hits first. Trigger any nested effect using the initiative. Then proceed to the next ship hit by the bomb. It's like if you have a harpoon ship that that dies from it and stuff like that.
Sure.
Well, yeah.
It's quite...
Makes sense.
Question, can Lori give an evade to a ship that is locked and being shot by Omega Leader? No. Lori causes the ship to do the add, which it cannot do because of Omega Leader.
Yeah.
Because the ship itself adds the event.
It's actually already quite clear on the Lori card. But it's nice to have a clarification about it.
Yeah, it is.
I think most people played it like this, but
I think it's not like the M3. What's it?
M98.
Or Palpatine.
Palpatine.
Because that's those are
then another ship is doing the modifying.
Exactly. So those were the rules.
We got that out of the way. And we're flying.
Fun. On what day are we flying?
Thursday. B.
Oh, B. Crap.
Yeah.
Same day as you.
Same day as me.
Same day as you. Oh, okay.
I'm at C.
You're at sea, okay. Yeah.
So I'm equally fucked. Because the top 16, I think, is at sea.
Top 16 are at sea.
Yeah. Top 16, what do you mean?
Yeah, all of the top 16 from last year, they're playing on one sea.
They got a reserve.
They're all playing on sea. That's kind of weird, actually, that they put them as a group on sea.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they should have randomized that, personally.
Exactly.
One would have hoped, because that makes it a bit fairer. And
before that, I saw extremely many big names playing at 1B.
Yeah, there were some big names, Jesper Hills is also playing 1B.
Ryan Farmer.
Ryan Farmer.
A lot of names. Marcel Manzano. Well, I heard that he is not coming.
He's not coming?
No.
Oh, that's a pity.
Yeah, it's a kind of a pity. I would like to meet him. I would not like to fly against him. he would have been flying his triple Jumpmasters, I think.
That would have been very cool to see.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm also myself an avid fan of Jumpmasters.
Yeah.
But as some of people might know, but
he flies it so well, I have no idea what to do against it.
Yeah.
But still, they have nerfed Jumpmaster all the way to the ground.
Yeah.
But it still manages to win. Put four of them on the table with trick shot and you're good
fine.
To go.
Fine. Four gem masters, also nice build. I wonder if many people would bring that.
Is it an easy list to fly or not?
I don't think so, because you have to plan quite well.
Yeah, but you're taking all that board space.
Yeah.
And you shoot one down and you still have three on the table.
Yeah.
But I think it's the kind of thing, if you're moderately efficient in flying it, you can do very well with it, because most people haven't flown against it and don't know what to do with it.
Also a very points efficient list, because if you kill only a half a jump master, you score 12 points.
You killed a TIE fighter.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Only eight more to go.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Well, should we call it a day?
Yeah.
Let Fan here
enjoy a movie.
Enjoy a movie or something. Yeah. So I think we're just gonna say goodbye.
Yeah. This will probably just air when we get to the hotel.
We have a word we say at the ending.
Yeah. What's the word?
It's Eyjafjallajökull.
Eyjafjallajökull.
Wow, that was nice.
Was it or not?
No.
Okay.
Since you said just say it.
Say it together. So,
one, two, three.
Hey, good.
And goodbye.
Goodbye.
And what does that mean?
It's the volcano.
Oh, it's the volcano.
Yeah. That nobody can pronounce.
Yeah.